Going to call this meeting of the Military and Veterans Affairs Committee to order. It is 1:01 p.m. Thursday, March 7th. We're in the State Capitol Building, the Grunberg Room, Room 120. We have here Representative Thompson, Representative Rauscher, Representative Jackson, Representative Tarr, and my Vice Chair, Representative Tuck. Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum to conduct business. Before we begin, I'd like to thank Robert Montenegro, our recording secretary, and Madison Truitt, who is moderating the meeting, and my committee aide, Janine Tuck. Today we have one item on the agenda, and that is HB 56, an act establishing May 15th of each year as Hmong American Veterans Day. Stephanie from Representative Tarr's office, would you like to join us up there? And what, Representative Tarr, do you want to stay in your place or? Okay. We have one person for invited testimony, and then we have a number of other people online. Let the record reflect that Representative Kopp has joined us. So thank you for joining us. I'm sorry, Stephanie. And so I am going to open public testimony. I'm going to open it by asking Verdi Bowen, who is off net in Anchorage. And Verdi, are you there to testify or just for questions?
Chairman Ledoux, this is Verdi Bowen. I will testify and answer any questions that the committee has of me.
Okay. Well, why don't you proceed identifying yourself for the record and tell us who you're with and continue.
Okay. This is Verdi Bowen. I'm the Director of Veterans Affairs for the state of Alaska. And House Bill 56 is an awesome way for us to ensure that the Hmong veterans are identified and actually honored each year for the service that they perform for our country. I know that this bill has been passed prior, and I was a little bit, if you could see me, you'd see a smile on my face. I thought this was in perpetuity, but the best way that we can keep this is to keep this bill going forever. And we have been celebrating May 15th as Hmong Veterans Day for about 3 years now, 4 years now maybe, I think. And like I said, again, it is an awesome way of providing honor to those that served our country during the Vietnam War.
Thank you. And actually, Verdi, I believe we've been celebrating it since 2013 when I did a resolution for it, and we've kind of just been operating as if it's in statute. But I want to thank Representative Tarr for actually doing a bill this year to actually put it actually in the statute books. So thank you. Thanks, Verdi. We will get back to you if we have any questions. Does anybody have any questions for Verdi right now? All right. Well, thank you very much. So it looks like we have a number of people who are at the Anchorage LIO for testimony. Why don't we begin with Passert Lee. Passert, do you want to identify yourself for the record and tell us any organizations you're testifying on behalf of?
Yes, my name is Passert Lee. And I have the representative for the Hmong American Veteran and the Hmong Alaska Community in Anchorage, Alaska. And also, I want to thank you for the state Alaska legislature and the all legislature. I am here today. I want to call to sponsor of the Bill 56, sponsored by Republic Senator Gary Dunn. This bill will help established May 15th as Hmong America Veteran Day in Alaska. Hmong Veteran Day, proud on behalf of the United States and alongside American soldiers during the Vietnam War. And the Super Bowl was in Laos more than 44 years later. Most American veterans, we are still hoping to be recognized for the service and sacrifice on behalf of the United States. And HB 54 made Hmong American Veterans Day a permanent recognition in Alaska of the courage and sacrifice that was made on behalf of the United States by the Hmong people. This recognition is an sacrifice and an important way to honor and the large population of the Hmong and Lao people we have chosen to settle in Alaska. So now, Anna, I want for all legislators to put on the Hmong Veterans Day to permanent for the calendar for today. Because today I want to testify for lay all general Hmong. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Pastor. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Lee? All right. Again, thank you. The next person, and I'm afraid I am going to butcher the pronunciation of his name, is Samak Uankwele. Mr. Uankwele, can you identify yourself and tell us if you're testifying on behalf of any organization? Okay, so there is a translator on the line. I believe that's Mai Zhong, who is going to translate for some of the folks who are going to be testifying. So, proceed.
Gabriel, I'm here, but sorry, I can't speak loud, so Mr. Lee has to do that.
We can hear you.
We can hear you just fine.
Laos. She can't speak Laos.
Oh.
He speak loud. I can't speak loud. I always speak loud.
Okay, I got you. So Mr. Lee can translate for Mr. Uankwele?
Yeah, Mr. Lee will do it.
Fantastic. Thank you. So, Pastor, please tell Mr. Uankwele that he can proceed. Ask him to give us his name and any organization that he's testifying on behalf of, and then you can... As he talks, you can translate for us.
I'm Samak, and I'm Chukun Wong Virai.
Yes, my name is Samak Wong Virai.
Lao.
And Lao Tim.
Lao Xian. Lao Xian and VCCT.
Now, Muni, Kapachama, Muni, Nurka, Wamako, Po, who are sponsored for the Bell 56, and I'm buying the West Memphis, and I care, I'm getting done.
ว่าเลยว่ามันมาขออย่างคนให้ว่าจะเปล่าเออโอ้ยเยอะว่าเล่าว่าเล่ามาแล้วเมื่อเนี่ยขอให้ทางเลเจอร์เตอร์จงเอาม้งเหล่าเวทีรันผู้
in the calendar for permanent for the Hmong Lao memory day.
Lao, Hmong Lao, oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, it looks like if you are finished, Mr. Uankwele, we've got Wilson Vang.
Okay, my name is Sai Shuo Vang.
And are you testifying on behalf of yourself or any organization?
Yeah. America
Veteran. I'm here today to testify for non-American veterans.
So how Campbell in Panasi that she picked up high the Luna College Mong Meko Chito for calculator to pay Mong a bit too.
I'm here today to certify HD 56 for putting it to put it onto a calendar so that it's going to be a more official date in the more veterans, and also that we should get up from work too. Thank you for all your work, and I'm here today to testify to see if we could put it to a calendar for the Hmong veterans so we could, because we can celebrate every year, and that's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your testimony. We next have Zhai Shua Zhong.
Oh, the guy that was testifying, his name is Zhai Shua Zhong, and this one here is, his name is Song Ming Ba. Oh, what's the name? This one right here.
My name is Walton Bang. I come in to support my dear HB 56 for Hmong County.
So do you have anything further, Mr. Zhang?
It's Mr. Vang, actually,
it's
Wilson Vang, his name is.
Oh, okay. So we're still on Wilson Vang?
Yes.
Okay.
Wilson Vang.
We have a
mix. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Mai, did we have Mr. Zhang previously?
Oh, no, it's not Mr. Zhang. He also Vang, his name is Sai Shuo Vang. And he's the one that he testified. Josh. And this one here, his name is Wilson Vang. He's a different person.
Okay, so we're on Wilson Vang right now. And is Wilson finished with his testimony?
Okay, that's it, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Now, the next person that I've got my, and I'm almost positive that the spelling that's showing up on my little mirror here is not correct, because it says Zai, X-A-I, and then Shua, S-H-O-U-A, and then O-A-N-G. What is the actual last name?
His last name is Vang. It's V-A-N-G. He's the one that testified before Wilson Vang. His name is Sai Shua Vang.
Sai Shua Vang. Okay.
Yes.
So does Mr. Sai Shua Vang want to testify?
No, he testified already.
He's testified already.
Yeah, he's the one that testified before Wilson Vang.
Before Wilson Vang, okay.
Yes.
All right. Mai, do you have any testimony yourself that you'd like to give?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Mai. I was from Alaska to see a couple, and also was a mom on a convention. I want to support HD 56 for the mom veterans day. Can you put it on the calendar for a permanent for the mom veterans? Because we've been celebrating for like 4 to 5 years now. Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mai. And it looks like we have one more person. That would be Kang Yang.
Yes, she's like it.
Kang, would you identify yourself and then you can give your testimony?
Yes. Hi, everyone. My name is Kang Yang, and I'm from District 22. I grew up in Anchorage, Alaska, and I'm the daughter and granddaughter to two Hmong Vietnam War veterans. Pretty much just speaking for, like, the younger generations of the Hmong communities. So my grandfather, he passed away without any recognition in his lifetime. I think that House Bill 56, it gives us the opportunity to honor those who are still here. It's been 40 years since the Hmong have come to America, and to this day I'm still being asked who and what are the Hmong. Growing up, I did not know how to answer that, and would often feel ashamed because even I was confused about our history. When I got older, I began to learn about the Hmong's impactful participation in the U.S.-initiated secret war. My father was born into a war zone and fought side-by-side American soldiers at the age of 14. After all that the Hmong have lost in assisting the U.S. in the secret war, I think that the least we can do is officially honor them for all that they have sacrificed. I support House Bill 56, and I think that it is an amazing opportunity to show our appreciation for the Hmong Vietnam War veterans. And on behalf of the growing Hmong community, I thank Representatives Tarr, Ladue, Shaw, Tuck, Jackson, and Rivak for their sponsorship of this bill. We see you and will continue to appreciate your efforts in including us in the entire community. Yeah, that's it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for being here. So, and I just want to thank everybody that's testified, everybody that has served for all that you do. And is there anybody else, either online or in the audience, that would like to testify?
Thank you.
So, hearing no one further for testimony, I am going to close public testimony. So, is there any additional discussion? Representative Kopp.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for bringing this bill forward. I just want to say, actually, Representative Tarr, thank you for bringing this bill forward. You know, it's clear that the Hmong have been absent from the written narrative of the Vietnam War for many decades. And, you know, we struggle with this in our own state history, with our own indigenous people being absent from the narrative. And I'm just very, very pleased to see this recognition. Representative Tarr, thank you, and you, Madam Chair, for being faithful and bringing this forward over the years. And very excited to support it. And we owe a great debt to these people we can never repay.
Any further comments, Representative Rauscher?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. There's a lot of good here. The zero fiscal note. We've been celebrating it since 2013. The sacrifice and courage the Hmong veterans that we're celebrating each year. The courage that they took for the goal that they were trying to achieve. The director of the Veterans Affairs, Bertie Vohan's important words regarding the history. And I do appreciate Representative Tarr for the efforts here and those who have testified, and Chairwoman Ledoux for hearing this bill. And I appreciate it very much. Thank you all.
Representative Thompson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would request that I be given a sheet so I can be a co-sponsor on this bill.
We can provide that. In fact, I would not be surprised that by the time this bill gets to the floor that there are quite a few more people who will be added on as co-sponsors. Any further comments? Representative Tarr.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman, and thank you for all of the great comments. And I just wanted to say thank you to the folks that testified and appreciation for accommodating the translation, because it's sometimes that's what it takes so we can all come together and understand each other a little bit more. We've had constituent meetings where we've had people both translating in Laos and in Hmong. And so, you know, sometimes it just takes that kind of coordination to make sure that everybody's story gets told. So I just want to say thank you for accommodating that so we could do that today.
Thank you. Representative Jackson.
Is Verdi Bowen still on the line?
Verdi, are you still on the line?
To the chair, to Representative Jackson, yes, I am.
Oh, good. I was wondering, you know, the books for the different, like the Vietnam War, is there one for the Hmong?
Well, there is a book through the chair, to Representative Jackson. There is a book about the Hmong's battles in this war, and it's called The Tragic Mountain, and it is a very moving book. There is no book that we have produced internally within our own office, but The Tragic Mountain is the one that tells the plight of the Hmong during the war and after the war.
Through the chair. I was speaking of the one that you have, and I was speaking because Representative Cobb had mentioned, you know, it would be nice to have the documentation. And I thought I recalled there was a book through your office that is available.
There is. Through the chair to Representative Jackson, we have a book called the 50th commemoration of the Vietnam War. And it is, I have four left. We have dispersed 1,500.
Through the chair, thank you very much.
Any further comments? Well, then I won't make a comment. I mean, I've gotten to know through the years in representing Hmong Doon so many Hmong people. And it's a tragedy that for so many years their sacrifices have gone unknown. And you know, I want to thank this legislature as well as the legislature over the past few years, because it seems like, you know, just about every year we've got something going with respect to recognizing our Hmong veterans. So much, though, of what needs to be done in order to abide by our promises needs to be done on the federal level. And I think our delegation is attempting to do that. So I want to thank everybody who testified. I want to thank again, you know, all of the Hmong veterans. And with that,
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move that House Bill 56, version 31-LS0338/A, with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note, be moved from committee.
And hearing no objections, House Bill 56, version A, passes from the House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee. It is now 1:25, and this concludes our meeting for the day, and we are adjourned. Members of the committee, please remain to sign. The bill folder will be passed around for signature.